I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
You better square your shoulders back and walk like you know who you are. You're not just some average person. You're not just a single mother. You're not just an ex-drug addict. You're not just an ex-con. You're not a divorcee. You are a child of God, and you've got the protection of heaven. You've got the provision of heaven, and you've got the prophetic declaration of heaven. I want you to get excited today because God has some angels watching over you.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
I'm John Gray, and welcome to my world. Right at the start, I want to let you know that we're going in on the subject of worship. We're going to squeeze out all the revelation we can in the time we have today. I'm telling you, the more I studied this subject and saw how it impacted my life personally, I had to share it with you. There are so many benefits afforded to those who worship God. One of those is that worship has the power to fill any void you may have in your life and causes your joy to be restored. I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of destructive voids in my life that held me back until the power of worship broke those bondages. So get ready, and I'll see you right after today's message. Today, I would like to endeavor to encourage each one of you that's gathered here and those who are watching online around the world, because one of the hardest things to believe is the love of God for you. Sometimes you can believe that God loves somebody else or believe the best for someone else, but it's hard to believe the best when it comes to you. Perhaps because of the mundane repetition of your life, you would assume that you are just another one of the 6.8 billion nameless faces that make up humanity. But you are much more than that. You are much more than a conglomeration of cells. You are much more than a personality and a job. You are much more than someone's wife or someone's husband or someone's child. You are much more than the product of family planning. You are much more than a chance encounter of an egg and a seed. You are the intention of God. This life is not easy. And it would be very easy to become discouraged if you keep watching the news. They never have just a good news channel. You never see top story. They found the kitten. It's always something terrible. There's four tornadoes and they all tore up one place and they can't find the dog and the dog is in the tree and, you know, there's an Amber Alert over here and they can't find somebody's grandmother and it's all kinds of foolishness going on and they crashed into the CVS pharmacy because somebody wasn't supposed to be driving. And there's always something negative going on to instill fear and to instill drama and to cause us to believe that we shouldn't expect for the best, but we should expect the worst. If you look at the world news and you look at what's happening globally, it would be very easy to become afraid based on what you see. With rising tension in the Middle East and crises all over the world, tension mounting in Russia and China and the Ukraine, not to mention the deep political divides within our own nation and the quiet cultural war that is tearing at the fabric of this nation. This is not an easy time to be a believer, but it is in these moments, in the crucible of conflict, in the deepest places of our psyche, where God begins to seed the very thing that he intended for the earth to see. Right now, like never before, this can be the church's finest hour. And in spite of any news story to the contrary, God is still in control. I want to talk to some people in the balcony that braved traffic and walked four blocks in a hot sun to be in this service today. And I want you to know that God is in control. I don't know if you're a first-time visitor, never heard of this place. You came to see the nice man with the good hair, with the six-pack. That's not him. I'm me. I don't have a six-pack. I got a 40-ounce. But I want you to know that God is in control. I came to talk to somebody in the middle of a marriage that looks like it's
is on the rocks and your children won't act right and there's other things going on and your job is not working and your business is shaky, but I want you to know that in spite of what it looks like, God is in control. I'm talking to anybody that it cost you something to be here this afternoon. It cost you something to get here, and some of your family and even some of your friends don't understand your persistence. Why do you keep coming here, and why do you keep showing up, and why do you keep praising God, and why are you so faithful when nothing changes, but you keep lifting your hands even though you cried last night, and you keep praising God even though everything's not working out. I want you to know that heaven has been watching your response, and God is about to show up with the answer to your prayer and the answer to your tears. I want you to get your faith up in here this morning that God is in control. You can give him a praise at the 11 o'clock service, don't? Pastor Nick was all up in my message when he was talking about God watching you. And I want you to know that he is watching, but he's not the only one watching. In fact, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 8, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, it says this. This is Paul, the apostle, speaking to me, who am less than the least of all the saints. This grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Christ Jesus, to the intent that now, everybody say now. Now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church. To who? To the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Let's take a pause for the cause. This scripture says that God has some things that have been hidden for generations, for thousands and thousands of years, until this very moment, to teach not people, but principalities, powers in heavenly places. That means that there are angels who have been observing the way we handle the earth. And God is teaching heavenly beings more about who he is by the way we interact with God. This is real quiet in here because y'all like, what are you talking about? Let me help you to understand. There are two realities. There's the life that we live, and then there's a supernatural spiritual realm right beyond our physical eyesight that is more real than the world we're living in. If you are a believer, then you know that earth is just where we're passing through, but we're going back to our Father in heaven. I do not belong here. I am a stranger here, and when I'm finished here, I'm going back to be with my Father, and I'm going to reunite with my grandmother and my aunties and my cousins and the people who went on before for me, who believe that Jesus is Lord. And I believe that there is something beyond these 80 or 90 or whatever, how many years God gives me. There is more to life than suffering and tears and pain and paying bills and wondering if my credit score is going to be up enough to get a mortgage. There's more to my life than bad relationships and bad decisions. At some point, God's going to turn it around in my favor, and I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And when I finish here, I'm going to see him face to face. There is something beyond the clouds. And the Bible says that in that unseen realm, even the angels need to learn. Today I want to talk to you from the subject, angel school. Angel school. See, because you're over here saying, "Oh, I wish I could learn more about heaven." And God says, I need to teach the angels something about the earth. See, because a lot of times we get caught up looking at our lives and it doesn't make sense. But we are a unique creation of God. You do know how much you matter to God. Or maybe you don't. See, because you just thought you drove here this morning, right? You got up and you brushed your teeth, and you put your clothes on, and you got in the car and you just drove here. But what you didn't see is that you only got here because the contract says in Psalm 91, by the way, for those who don't know, the Bible is a 66-book contract signed by the blood of Jesus. And when you are a believer, this contract is in force in your life. And so you can refer to the contract for all of the promises that pertain to your life. You didn't just get here on your own, for Psalm 91 says, and he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against a stone. If you tripped getting out of the bed this morning, your angel has to file a report in heaven for not doing their job. That's how much you matter to God. I'm trying to get your faith up in the balcony and all the way in the back and somewhere online and down here in the front that you matter to God. You must be some bad somebody for God to have angels assigned to your life. You better square your shoulders back and walk like you know who you are. You're not just some average person.
Every day, we face challenges. Some are simply little annoyances, while others have become burdensome battles. But you are not defenseless. God has armed you with one of his most powerful weapons for defeating a relentless enemy. That weapon is worship. In his new series on audio CD, Worship Warfare, Pastor John Gray reveals the power you unleash when worship enters your spiritual battle. As you listen to each message, you'll discover how worship establishes your dominion in Christ and shifts the battle in your favor. That's why, in appreciation for your gift of support of programs like this one, TBN wants to send you your own copy of Worship Warfare. Why not give us a call right now or visit us securely online to share a gift and request your copy of Worship Warfare. Let worship be your weapon that leads to total victory in even the longest running battles in your life. Call, click, or write today.
Anybody grateful for the protection of God? Anybody grateful for the covering of God? Anybody thankful that you got an angel that's watching out for you because you matter to God?
Bible makes it clear that we matter to God. Stop walking through life like you don't matter. Stop walking with your shoulders down like you don't have value, singing all them sad songs and woe is me. Not woe is you. Oh is you. You need to understand when you get up in the morning, God says, oh, there's my baby. Oh, look at my son. Boy, he looks just like me. Because the Bible says in Genesis 1:26, let us create man in our image according to our likeness. And you need to understand he didn't make you first. He makes you last because he always saves his best for last. I feel like praising in here at an 11 o'clock service. I'm trying to act right. But I'm not going to be able to hold it much longer. I'm just letting you know. I feel it right there. Feel the robot. Do you understand how amazing you are? How much you matter to God? Have you looked up in the sky and seen all of those stars? Have you ever studied geology and science and astronomy? Have you noticed that there are trillions of stars? Have you noticed the countless planets? Have you understood the incredible laws that govern our universe and every molecule and every atom and every creation? Can you imagine that the God who spoke stars and who spoke planets and who spoke animals and living creatures and angels and cherubim and seraphim and 24 elders and other things that we could never understand. He spoke all that, but the only thing that took his breath away was you. The Bible says that God formed man from the dust of the ground and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. We are the only creatures that took his breath away. I need you to know that when you get up in the morning, you take his breath away. When you walk through trial, you take his breath away. When you worship on faith, you take his breath away. And when you begin to worship back, you give him the breath he gave you back to him in a form that he couldn't give it to himself, because God can't worship. God can't praise, because in order to worship and praise, you got to have something higher than yourself. God He's waiting on you to give him what nobody else could give him. He needs you to give him a worship that the angels can't give him. Oh yeah, you matter more than angels, because angels were made for God. We were created from God. I'm trying to help you. The Bible says that principalities and powers are watching and learning about God based on what's happening with the church in the earth. Do you know the power of your worship in faith? Do you know how much my obedience matters to God? See, because angels, they're good, they're servants, but they don't understand our relationship, because their relationship with God is based on obedience. Mine is based on faith. See, whether you know it or not, you only get one chance if you're an angel. Ask Satan. The Bible says in Ezekiel 28 that he was the anointed cherub who covers. That means he was basically the angel in charge of worship. He had instruments on the inside of him. But one day, instead of the worship coming through him, he wanted it to come to him. And in that moment, the Bible says God cast him out of heaven as a profane thing. Oh, I'm trying to help you in here. Here's what's funny. The Bible says that he said in his heart, I will ascend to the mount of the north. I will be like the Most High. He didn't even say it out loud. He thought it, and God kicked him out. Now, I know the Bible says in Revelation there was a war in heaven, but I need you to understand, it ain't like war the way we think, because the war lasted about the time it takes for lightning to strike. Because the Bible says in Luke 7, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. So that's how long the war lasted. However long it takes for lightning to strike, God's heaven was never under attack. God was not up there saying, y'all close the doors. That mean old devil trying to get my throne. I don't know what I's gonna do, sir. He's God. He ain't worried about no devil. He just cast him out. And then God said, let me make man to handle the devil. Listen, the Bible says your adversary, the devil. God says, I'm not even gonna fight. I'm gonna make a man, and that'll be his light work. The devil is our light work. I need you to get encouraged that the devil's not badder than you. You badder than him, and he knows it. That's why he keeps attacking you. See, the Bible says in Revelation 12 that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Night and day, he goes before God, and he always has evidence as to why God should quit fooling with you. Most High, I got a case here. I got all this stuff John Gray been doing, and I need to read the list. First of all, don't worry about what's on my list. See, what you need to do is worry about your list and what you've been doing nasty. Don't be judging me, waiting for me to tell you what I'm walking through, what you walking through. And he's in his business room. And he also... And everything that he presents is true. And God says, you're right. He did all those things. And here's Satan's response. By law, he should be dead. The law says he should be cut off. God says, but he's not under the law. Did anybody catch it? Because seated at my right hand is an advocate who was in all points tempted but was without sin, and took John's sins and the sins of the whole world and said, I'll trade my life for his death. And so everything that he did was covered on the cross. And so my grace is sufficient for him. But I don't understand. He did all of this, yes, but he paid for it. And his his name is Jesus. I need somebody to thank God for Jesus this morning. Will anybody thank God for Jesus? I know you're comfortable up in the balcony, and it took a long time to walk up those steps, but do you mind giving Jesus a praise if he ever saved you, if he ever healed you, if he ever covered you, if he ever protected you, if he ever kept the hand of the enemy from taking your life? Has Jesus ever done anything for you? Then give him a praise. The angels don't understand how we praise. See, because angels have a different song from us. They say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." That's how they know him. They know him as the Most High. I know him as Dad. They got to be formal. I get to be personal. I need you to understand that you carry the very breath of God, the very life of God. You carry sonship privileges. You are the daughter of a king. What are you doing dating a peasant? Do you know who you are? You are a woman of God. Why are you settling for less than heaven's best? Honey, you better delete that zero and wait for God's hero. You better know who you are. See, angels worship from fact. They see him. We worship from faith. We believe him. And angels are fascinated by how we worship. Anybody ever worship when it didn't make sense? In spite of the news you got, in spite of the doctor's report, in spite of the tears you cried that hit your pillow when nobody could see. In spite of your questions about the future, in spite of the pain you're currently in spite of all your family situations, somehow, some way, somewhere on the inside, you still had the nerve to sing, "I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." That worship confounds the principalities because they don't understand how you can keep worshiping even though things in your life are falling apart. And in spite of the evidence that says one thing is true, you're believing God for something invisible. And even in the midst of your pain, you still have the nerve to sing the next part of the song. He has done great things. Even though it hurts, he has done great things. And then you get real bold. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Anybody feel like blessing the Lord this morning? Through your tears, through your pain, through your questions, through your broken moments, you still believe God? Do you know the enemy wants you to put your hand down? Put your hand down. I can hear the devil saying, "Shut up with your praise. Why do you keep coming here?" Every time the doors of this church open, it gives hell another black eye because it ain't a black church. It's not a white church. We got white next to black, next to Mexican, next to Asian, next to Swedish, next to Namibian, next to Nigerian, next to Ghanaian, next to Eritrean, next to Ethiopian, next to Russian, next to Brazilian, next to Argentinian, next to Korean, next to Chinese, and every nation of the world, and Muslims, and Hindus, and atheists, and non-believers, and every type of sin and brokenness, and yet we still lift our hands. It gives God a great praise when all of us, in spite of where we come from, can still bless God. The angels are fascinated How do they worship like that? And they've never seen him. Because I believe what Jesus did. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he died for my sins. And because he died and I received on faith his death and resurrection, that makes me an heir and a joint heir, which means I went from nothing to a son in a moment. And I went from less than nothing to now I'm gonna be judging angels one day. I've got a praise on the inside because he took me from darkness into the marvelous light. Has God ever done anything for anybody in this place? I know you can't act up because you got somebody next to you and you don't want them to think you're crazy. I respect that. But God has been too good to me for me to worry about what somebody next to me thinks. I don't deserve to be saved. I didn't deserve it, but he made me worthy. How valuable are you? You're to die for. Oh, you're to die for. You don't believe me? Romans 5 and 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, you're to die for, honey. But you don't know what I did last night. Don't care. Doesn't matter. It's not my business. It's under the blood. You're to die for. You don't think Jesus knew what you and I would do and he stayed on that cross until the debt was paid? I don't care if you sinned 2 hours ago. Doesn't matter. It's under the blood. The moment you confess Christ and give him your life and trust on faith that the price is paid, your life is over. But I used to drink. I used to smoke. I used to dance for money. I still do. I don't care. At least you're in here. Welcome home. You're a part of the family. There's no judgment here. And I bind any person and every devil that wants you to walk around in shame because of your current situation. If you're in here, that means you're fighting. If you're in here, that means you believe. If you're in here, that means you got a praise that God wants to hear. The devil wants to stop you from clapping your hands. Because it reminds him of his ultimate failure. He wants you to be quiet because your voice replaced his voice. He wants you to remain seated because the moment you stand, you take your rightful position as a child of the King. The devil wants to remind you of your past, but your praise reminds him of his future. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. The devil always wants to discourage you. No way God loves you. Why you keep your hands lifted? You know how you're living. You know what you're struggling through. You know what you're doing. I want you to know that the devil keeps trying to mess you up, but you need to remind him the devil failed when there was no devil. At least you have an enemy. He didn't even have an enemy and he couldn't do what you do. The reason why he only got one chance is because he was face to face and he fell. The reason why we get multiple chances is because we are going to see him face to face and we believe him. I haven't seen him, but I still worship. I don't understand it all, but I still clap my hands. And my worship informs heaven. And my worship teaches angels. If my angel is having his final exam, then let him be astounded by my praise to my God. Let him be overcome by my faith in my God. If my angel is taking his finals exam, I need him to go ahead and be like, God, you can trust him. Because no matter what the devil tries, he won't stop praising. He won't stop serving. And he won't stop believing. God, you can trust her. Because in spite of everything that's happened in her life, she still comes to church. She's still faithful. She still gives tithe and offering. Despite what they're going through, they bring their husband, they bring their wife, they bring their children. And one day, when you least expect it, your life is going to turn around in a moment and miracles are going to break out. And I declare that that day is today and that moment is right now. Do you believe that God is meeting you right now with your miracle? Do you know your chains are gone? Do you understand that? We'll sing it again. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in this atmosphere of faith, cause us to take the angels to school, showing them that we don't have to see you to believe you. Cause our faith to rise up beyond our doubt, beyond our fear, beyond our failure. We trust you at your word and know that the word of God is a contract sealed in the blood of Jesus. And I'm a son because you declared it and because of what Jesus did. Thank you today that new life begins and every promise comes to me and no devil in hell can stop it. I'm a child of the King and there's nothing he can do about it. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, so much of what causes us to struggle in life is a lack of understanding of what God has already provided for us in Christ Jesus. The more you understand and believe what God has extended towards you in Christ, the more you'll see yourself living on a higher level. That's why TBN put together the Worship Warfare Series. We want to assist you in your walk with the Lord and open your eyes to the glorious salvation package that is yours in Christ. So call the number on your screen or log on to the website and don't wait till tomorrow. You're not going to do it. So do it now. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Your worship before the Lord is a mighty weapon that deals a devastating blow to all your enemies. So request your copy today.
Every day, we face challenges. Some are simply little annoyances, while others have become burdensome battles. But you are not defenseless. God has armed you with one of his most powerful weapons for defeating a relentless enemy. That weapon is worship.
Worship is what will cause you to remain steady. This is why I want you to receive a copy of my new series, Worship Warfare.
In his new series on audio CD, Worship Warfare, Pastor John Gray reveals the power you unleash when worship enters your spiritual battle. As you listen to each of his three messages, you'll discover how worship establishes your dominion in Christ, reminds the enemy of his defeat, brings joy back into your life, and shifts the battle in your favor. That's why, in appreciation for your gift of support of the soul-stirring programs like this one seen on TBN all around the world, we want to send you your own copy of Worship Warfare. Why not give us a call right now or visit us securely online to share a gift and request your copy of Worship Warfare. With it, you can set an atmosphere of worship in your life that can change the trajectory of your destiny and become more secure in God than you ever have before. Let worship be your weapon that leads to total victory in even the longest running battles in your life. Call, click, or write today.
Yo, I want to thank you for hanging out with me and getting into this word. I'm telling you, spending time around the promises of God is never wasted time. God is continually building you up, renewing your mind, and revealing the destiny he has for you. So I want to encourage you to keep tuning in, keep feeding your faith and starving your doubt, and get this series of messages and listen to them over and over again.
and watch your life change as you behold the beauty of Jesus. I love you. I thank God for you. And thank you for tuning in to John Gray's World. Boo!